It's our Sydney podcast preview from Sky Sports Radio with Paul Joyce, our leading form analyst. And Paul, what a significant day of racing in both Melbourne and Sydney. The Scalacci so important around the Everest, but then at Randwick, the Spring Champion and the other races, what a meeting we've got.
Yes, hello, Andrew. Lovely to join you again as we cover the quaddie at Randwick. And you're right, Spring Champion Stakes Day. We've got the Ank Stakes to kick off the quaddie. I suppose the big query doing this on a Thursday is how much rain we are going to get. The forecast is fairly open as far as the amount of rain we'll cop. Everyone seems to agree we'll get something. So, look, we could be anywhere from probably a soft five. Worst case scenario, you're probably drifting into the heavy range if we get, obviously, some heavy rain on the day, which is the big concern. But, look, I've done my best to try and find sort of soft track horses at this stage for our quaddie. And we can always update after scratchings and with final track conditions when I'm back on air with you between 10 and 10.30 on Saturday morning. So let's get started. This is the Ank Stakes to kick off the quaddie. The big query here is there's not a lot of speed on paper. So my number's here, 82413. Number 8, Ammon Geary. I think she is the pace runner here. She'll probably lead them up over the mile. She's 2 from 2 at this trip. She's second up off a spell, and she's already won on heavy track. So she ticks most of the boxes I'm looking for here. Number 2, Natoya. She's on the back up after finishing 6th in the Epsom. She was an unlucky 3rd in the Cameron. So she's got the form on the board to win a set weights and penalties race. She just doesn't win out of turn. The 4, Dyslexic. Well, she's probably the other mare with a bit of speed. The big query for her is probably whether she can see out a strong mile. And also, Brock Ryan, 3 kilo claiming apprentice, has been given the ride here and there's no claim. So I think that's a disadvantage, even though Dyslexic is probably a fairly easy ride. Number 1, Noir, she's the best horse in the race, but there's no speed in this race, and she gets back and runs on. So I'm just not sure how Nash will handle that. But knowing Nash, he'll work out a way. And number 3, Delectation Girl. I'm just throwing her in. She's probably the one that is coming through very strong form races. They're not quite sure what her best distance is yet, but when you look at her overseas form, her American form, you'd like to think a mile might be her go. So I'm just going to throw her in as a bit of a blowout. 8, 2, 4, 1, and 3 in the opening leg, which brings us into the Spring Champion Stakes, the Group 1 of the afternoon. I'm only taking 2 runners here, and I almost only took 1. I'm taking numbers 2 and 1. Shadow Hero, the clear top pick. He bolted in the gloaming. He should relish the extra furlong, the bigger track. Barrier 2 is perfect for him, and I think he'll win this and win this quite easily. But there's always the concern with the wet weather because he's never raced on a soft or heavy track. And if we happen to drift into the heavy range, I think that's the only thing that could beat him if he didn't handle it. And we won't know until he gets on it. So I'm taking number 1, Castelvecchio. He has won on soft tracks before. He's obviously looking for the 2,000 metres, the way he's always raced. And he uses class. So, look, I think if we take 2 and 1, we'll be pretty safe in the Spring Champion. Let's have a look at the new race, the Silver Eagle, 1,300 for 4-year-olds. Of course, a lead-up to the Golden Eagle. There's good speed in this race. And my numbers for the quaddie, 11, 3, 10, and 7. What a race it is. I love this set weights and penalties weight range. And number 11, Pazika. I think she's going to run a massive race here. She's only had 4 starts, 3 wins and a close second in the Scirocco behind Mizzy. She was a bit unlucky that day. She got caught 3 wide the trip and she fought right to the line. So from barrier 2, Rachel King, she's trialled since. And I think she's the horse they've all got to beat here. There are plenty of chances. Number 3, the Inevitable, up from, well, Tasmania via Melbourne, where he took out a race there, a listed race at Moonee Valley by 4 lengths, over 1,200 metres. Nashville Willa booked, a lovely gate, handles all conditions, great strike rate, son of done deal. I really like him, and I've got him in as the main danger. He's his favourite in early betting, so it's interesting to see how he goes. He's never raced the Sydney Way before, but I'm keen to see what he can do. He may boost himself right into Golden Eagle contentions with a win here. Number 10, Mizzy. What do we do? 3 starts his prep, 3 wins, all from on speed. It looks a bit more pressure in this race, but every time we've found races with a bit of pressure, they all seem to sit back and let Mizzy do her own thing. If I let her do her own thing again in front here, she probably wins again. So I've got her in the quaddie. And the X-Factor horse for me is number 7, Kappajack. Now, first up from a spell, he really rocketed through the grades there last prep with 2 big wins. He's been trialling up a storm. And even though the weights would probably say no, I'm just throwing him in there as a roughie. So my number's in the third leg, 11, 3, 10, and 7, which leads us to the final leg of the quaddie. It's a benchmark 78 over 1,100 metres, and it's a really open affair. There's a lot of speed in the race. I've got the tempos very fast. And wherever you look, you can make a case for a few of them. So for the quaddie, I've got 2, 8, 1, 10, 6, 2 on top, poised to strike this horse up from Victoria. The Hayes stable and Dabaniga, they've trialled him twice here in Sydney. I've loved the way he's looked at the trials. He maps to sit back off a hot tempo, which I think is the key, and I'm leaning his way at the good odds. But I'm only just leaning his way. I think you can make a case for the 8, Invictus Salute. She always sprints well fresh. She loves heavy tracks, soft tracks, and she's also been trialling really well. And she's got the perfect gait for her, barrier 3. Number 1, Black Magnum, he's come up with barrier 1. That's a welcome relief after drawing 12 of 13 at Canterbury last start and getting posted. He just loves the 1,100. He's had 8 starts at the trip for 4 wins and 3 placings. Then we get to the 10, who was also going into the quaddie, November Man. He was a huge winner on the Kenzo over 1,100 last start. He overcame all sorts of bother in the straight and the big weight to score. So I'm putting him in just basically on the back of this hot tempo. And then I'm also going to throw in number 6, Traumatised. If you want to see a big win, have a look at his first up win at Wyong when he just sliced through the ruck and put the race to bed in 3 strides. So I'm putting him in as well, another back marker. So I'm sort of concentrating on those back markers here in what looks to be a fast run, 1,100 metres. So 2, 8, 1, 10 and 6 in the final leg. There are 200 combinations at the moment, so exactly $20 for our 10%. And as I said, Andrew, I'll update between 10 and 10.30 when I come on air with you Saturday morning. But at this stage, as of Thursday morning, they're my thoughts for what looks a terrific day's racing at Randwick for Spring Champion Stakes Day.
Good on you, Paul. Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for Randwick Racing on Saturday.